Okay, so just to continue on one point that we left off with yesterday. It was where Tosus gets into the question is that Tosus's point, the reason for attack on Rabbeinu Tam was basically that even though Asuma is part of from mitzvahs, he's not like an Isha, because Asuma, they're Mechayev and they're Abanan in all the mitzvahs. But an Isha is part of Lagamri. So, Asuma can say Bracha, because he's Chayev and they're Abanan. But Nisha is part of Lagamri, so he can't say Bracha, because it's not, in a mitzvah. So the Tosus is bothered. So why is it that they were Mechayev Asuma and Rabbanan, but they weren't Mechayev and Isha? Right? So we talked about the answer yesterday, because he won't be like a guy. Right? Because Asuma will be like a guy. A woman won't be like a guy. She's just Petura in a few mitzvahs, right? But Tosus had a different answer. That was really his second answer. His first answer was different. He says, this is again an error, and Tosus is an error inside the Vavam Beis. It's kind of towards the end. He says, the Rabbanon were machmir by Suma and machayev him because he is from the men of a Bar Chiyuva, namely males. He's from the men, the species of who's chayev, males. So since a Suma is from the species which is chayev, namely males, so therefore the Rabbanon were machmir and were machayev. But a woman who is not from a species of chayev, rather, she's a woman. So therefore, the Torah of the Rabbanon were not machmir. Okay? And then he says, the other reason is so he won't be like a guy. Okay? But the question is, what does that mean? Who cares if he's from the men of Chiyuv? But bottom line is, he's not Chayiv. He's a Sumo, he's not Chayiv. A woman's not Chayiv. He's saying, because Sumos are really men. And men are Chayiv. So therefore, they're Chayiv. Who cares? What does that mean? So what? Michael's saying, the first thing you're saying, that Tosus' first thing is, because what are you bothered by? You're bothered by, if you tell me that Rabbanon are Mechayev, someone who's in a mitzvah, so that's what Mechayev Asuma is from Mechayev Nisha. Right? What's the difference? So he's saying is, logically, he said that's not a question. Because there's a difference. Because Asuma, the fact that he's a min bar chiyuva means he's Chayev. He's a man. But there's a Ptor. Asuma is a Ptor. It's an exemption. Okay? Because intrinsically, he's a mitzvah. Because there's no, like, chiyuv of mitzvahs. It's not like every single person is his own class in terms of mitzvahs. Sometimes he's a man and there's a woman. And mitzvah's a man and there's a woman. There's no mitzvah of seeing people and blind people. But the shem suma is a p'tor. That's the way it works in the Torah. There's a din of males and females. Men have their women mitzvahs, women have their mitzvahs. But within the mitzvahs of men, if the man happens to be a suma, he is a p'tor. So then what the Rabbanon are doing is simply removing the p'tor. There's a chiyuv in the Torah. Because he's a man, he's from that man, he's a min chiyuv. But the only thing is, he's a p'tor because of his condition. So the Rabbanon min chayiv are removing the p'tor. But when it comes to an isha, so an isha really is not simply, she's not mitzuma on these things. So then the Rabbanon would have to be making up a brand new chiyuv. So saying that's not, those are two different things. You don't have a kasha. Your kasha is that if you're telling me that they want to be mechayiv a guy who's not mitzuma, so you say, I assume also do the same thing by a woman. He says it's not the same thing. By Suma, there's a Ptor. So they're just removing the Ptor. But by Nisha, it would demand a whole different type of legislation. They'd be making up brand new Chiyuvim. He says, that they didn't do. And then he says, that's just answering on a logical framework. Logically, it's showing that there's no Kasha. They're two different things. But then he's saying, in terms of the reasoning behind it, also, there's a reason for a Suma which doesn't apply by a woman. You know what I mean? But the first answer stands on his own, because even if there were the same exact reason, he's not getting into what the reason is. I don't know what the reason. Whatever reason, they're Mechayev Asuma. But whatever the reason is, even if they're the same reason, it doesn't necessarily, the same reason could allow for a minimal takana, but wouldn't necessarily warrant a big takana. So that would warrant the removal of Ptor, but it wouldn't necessarily warrant creation of a Nuchiyah. So he's saying, I don't know what the reason is, but it's not a question. Women and Suma are different. But he says, anyways, in terms of the reason why they did it, you'll see, if you look at the reasons, you'll see it makes sense why they should want to do it by Suma, and they shouldn't want to do it by Nisha. So it makes sense in a halachic legislative logic, and it makes sense in the underlying, like, so to speak, philosophical logic. Both in both areas, it makes sense. The chila. Okay, so we're just going to read a little bit in the Ritva. Okay? It's a little bit of the pshat, a little bit of the chashman, but it's not too bad. So basically, you have this issue in Erevin, which talks about whether Michal Vas Kushi, She put on whatever. She put on tefillin. And the question whether they stopped her or didn't stop her. Did they stop her from putting on tefillin? They didn't stop her from putting on tefillin. And it ties in with the machlokas, the whole question of whether a woman can do smicha on a karba. Okay, b'nei Yisrael, it says, should do smicha. The question is, could a woman do smicha? To lean on the karba, you know? So that's the question. So the Gemara says, v'yish shevi raya l'divir Rabbeinu Tam. So someone to bring a proof from Rabbeinu Tam, to Rabbeinu Tam. What's Rabbeinu Tam's position? That woman can make brachas, right? So you want to bring a proof. Mehed them in perka shen d'erevan. It's not perka. Perka basa d'erevan. Michal bas kushi yasem menachas tefillin. So she used to put on tefillin, v'lo michal b'yad ha-chachamim. Then they didn't stop her. Why didn't they stop her? The sabri like Rabbi Yossi, the amar nashim somchos rishos. Because she holds like Rabbi Yossi, that woman is a rishos, they can do smicha. They're allowed to do smicha, allowed to do tefillin, no problem. You're not going to stop her. Okay? But Rabbi Yehuda, the amar ain't somchos, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds that woman cannot do smicha, michu. They stopped her, they prevented her. Okay. Now the thing is like this: is that by smicha, here's the issue. The issue is that smicha is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to lean on an animal. You bring carbon, there's a mitzvah to lean on an animal. Now the only thing is that if there is no mitzvah to lean on the animal, then there's an isser to lean on the animal because you're using the animal. You're mishtamesh with kachim because you're using it to hold your weight, to support your weight. So women are not obligated to do smicha. Okay. So you could argue. So now when they do it, it's awesome because they're mishtamesh with kachim. So it seemed to be, it boils down to, is there a kiyam when they do it? See, it is, if a woman does it, is it a kiyam? So if it's a kiyam, if it's a halacha kiyam of smicha, she's not obligated, but she can do it, it's a kiyam. So if you say it's a kiyam, so then it's not nisr, so then it's fine, then you can do it. But if you say that mamash, it means there's no kiyam for a woman in smicha, then since they're not obligated, what they're doing is empty, they're not doing anything, it's just stam their own thing, so then you can't do it because you're being mishtamesh with the karbon. You're mishtamesh with the karbon. Okay, you with me? And so if it is the case that a woman doing smicha is zilch, is no kiyum whatsoever, then it's also to do. Because then she's just leaning on an animal, kachim, and it's also. Okay. So the Gemara wanted to say that question is really the same question about whether or not they prevented a woman from putting on tefillin. Okay, the problem is it doesn't exactly add up. Because I understand why you'd prevent her from doing smicha, because there's an isser of using karbon. So if it's not a kiyam, then she's using carbon. But in tefillin, so even if there is no kiyam, who cares? So what? So let her do it. What do you say about that shit that she puts on tefillin? Let her put on tefillin. Who cares? What's the difference? Okay? So that's what he says. Ubevadai, so he's trying to take that up. Ubevadai ki micho leave the review to hainu mishun mevarchos aleihem. It must be the reason why they stopped her from putting on tefillin is because she's making a bracha. It's because, well, if you're in a tzivosi, you make brachas. And it must be she was making a bracha. That's why they stopped her. Because if it's just the law, am I michu? Because if not, who cares? What are they being mocha? Let her put on tefillin. What's your big deal? It's bothering you about letting her put on tefillin. Let her put on tefillin. Big deal. So it must be why they're not letting her put on tefillin. Because she was making a bracha. See, I understand why they don't let her do smicha. But if they're not tefillin, what's the problem? So it must be because she's making a bracha. Oh, umina derabanan disavru nashim somchos rishos velo michlu apishim rishos. And the other side apparently says they never stopped her from putting on tefillin. So if they never stopped her from putting on tefillin, it must be that they didn't care that she was making a bracha, right? Because the side that says that they did stop her, why they stopped her? Because bracha. So apparently, according to the side who holds that they didn't stop her, it means that she's allowed to make a bracha. They came like the rabbanan, the nashim somchos rishos, and we happen to hold like the rabbanan that they could do smicha. And that's the side. So they, since you can do smicha, it's a kiyum, and therefore they didn't stop her from doing tefillin. So it must be that umi brachas aleihem. So you see, you make a bracha. And so he's proving from there that you could allow to make a bracha. He's proving there that make a bracha. V'chite mashaloh hoisim avarachas. So in a yotaina, maybe you'll say, no, really, she wasn't making a bracha, right? But why they stop her then? Why they stop her from doing it? So I know why you'll say. Because the same reason, because she's doing her own thing. She's like she's a Baltosev. Maybe that's why they stopped her. Right? Maybe you'll say that's why they stopped her. Not because of bracha. Really, no bracha. But why they stop her? Because it looks like she's adding on to mitzvos. It's his halasa. Midamrin hasam alishto shel yona shel regel v'lo michu b'yadacham klal. Says the wife of Yona used to do a leil regel. She'd go up, even though she wasn't chayv, she'd go up to a leil regel, and they never stopped her. So why not? If you tell me that your woman's not allowed to just do stuff because it looks like she's adding on to mitzvos, then why didn't they stop her? But no one said they stopped her. So it must be why, because there's no bracha there. That the only reason they're stopping is because of tefillin, is because of bracha. So therefore they stopped her because of bracha. But if you, well, we don't hold that they stop her. We hold like Rashon Simchas Rishas, they can do smicha and you can do tefillin. So you see, apparently we hold, you can make a bracha. So that's all right. It's Rabbeinu Tam. They're allowed to make a bracha. The woman allowed to make brachas. Okay? Fine. So it is, okay, good. So as it means, it's, okay. Really, she didn't make a bracha. Because you need a gofnaki. Right? You have to be able to guard yourself against flatulence. Right? You have to make sure that to be careful when you're in tefillin. Right? So that's a halacha. And a woman aren't clean in their body and clean in their das, and they're not going to be able to. The women are a muchzak, they're not going to be able to control themselves in that. So therefore, they stopped her because there's no kiyum. What's she doing it for? So she's just putting herself in a situation where she's not going to be able to do it. But the rabbanon didn't stop. And because loho dushema lo yesh, the rabbanon say they didn't stop her, but they didn't support her. So they didn't support her because maybe she's not going to be able to guard herself well. Velo michu deafshav dekivan shechziko b'mitzvos nesaros b'hem. But they didn't stop her because since she was a high level person, so they said maybe she's going to be able to do it well. So that's why they didn't stop her. It's the kivan tefillin, the kivan tefillin. So they didn't stop her. But it's a totally different reason. There's no chashash like that. By going a little regular, you don't have that big of a chashash. So basically it's saying it's by tefillin, you can't learn anything from tefillin, because the reason why they stopped her is not because of bracha, but it's a different reason, because tefillin needs a gufnaki, and a woman isn't muchzak to have a gufnaki. So therefore he's saying it's basically you don't have any right to Rabbeinu Tam. You don't have any proof to Rabbeinu Tam from the tefillin case, because you could explain the reason why they stopped her by tefillin is not because of bracha, but it's because of gavnaki. Exactly. Okay, so now he's coming around, okay? So now basically it turns out you don't have any right to Rabbeinu Tam. The right of Margamara, the re knocked off. Right? The right of Margamara about the Summa, the re knocked off because it's the Rabbanan thing. Right? And the raya from this thing about the Michal Bas Shaul, that thing about the tefillin, he also knocked off. Right? You're right, because then the Ritva seemed to accept the reason knock off. That Tzumah is really Chayim Darabana. So far where the Ritva stands is the Rabbeinu Tam had a raya from Argamara, that's where he got it from. From Argamara from the Tzumah, but basically knocked it off because of the Darabana, because the Tzumah is Chayim Darabana. Then he has a raya, someone bring a raya from the Rabbeinu Tam from the tefillin case, but he says that's also not a raya. So he's saying, so it turns out you don't have any raya whatsoever to Rabbeinu Tam. And then he says, and that's what he's going to get to. Still, even though he doesn't have any rayas whatsoever, still, the das leads you to conclude that he's correct. Misvara is correct. You don't have any rayas in the Gemara's. Basically saying is, but still, even without any rayas, I says, I still support his position. And he's about to explain why. But yeah. Okay. So then you have like this. So he says, "Afilu halchi adas machras sheikar adin kedvarav." Okay, now he's going to explain, and this is what I'd like to take up here. Okay, he says, "Dekivan the nashim some chos rishos." So he brings that back. That since you see women are allowed to do smicha, right? This is part of his argument. Allowed to do smicha, allowed to lean on the animal. They note los alayim schar b'asiyosim, and they get schar for doing it, right? Dinhu, and how do they get schar? I guess Mar Gemara. You see, and it's supposed to get schar, right? Then who she who mevarchos? Therefore, it's logical that they should make a bracha. Ukedai hein lomar asher kedushanu mitzvah v'tivanu, and it's appropriate for them to say v'tivanu. Why? Sheharei hein bechal Yisrael shemitzvah lasos, because they're included in Klal Yisrael who is commanded to do it. Ve'af heim yeshlam rishos, and not only that, they're included, and they also have rishos. Ve'not lo schar, and they get schar. Like it's like a whole big formula here, you know. The shapir karinan beivitzivanu, the chal kol Yisrael. So therefore, they could be considered, they could say vitzivanu amongst the rest of kol Yisrael. Hilkach mevarchos v'nischaros. Therefore, they make a bracha and they get schar. V'chein das Rabbeinu Gadol Zatzal V'talmidu Mora Rabbeinu Halevi Zal Nerv. Okay. They're saying it's a funny formula. He says, first of all, since those souls are shus, and they get schar, therefore they can do it. Aye, how can they save it Zivanu? Because they're part of Klal Yisrael. But that's not enough. They're part of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael's mitzvah. But not only that, they have rishus to do it. And not only that, they get schar. So therefore, they can save it Zivanu with everyone else. And they get the bracha, and they can do it, and they can get schar. Right? It's funny. It's funny what his whole formula is here, you know? But it's a machlokas. I mean, others say, no, you can't do it. You can't say it's about it. Seems like the Riyas are rejecting it, and I think the Rambam, I believe. I'm not sure, but I think the Rambam says you can't. But it's a machlokas. It's a big machlokas. So the question is, what's this argument here? What's the argument here? And what's the machlokas? It sounds like a hodgepodge formula, and it's throwing together all these different factors.
So
men are doing it, and it's schar, and they're allowed to do it, and therefore it's okay, they say it's Yivano. Like, what's the reason here exactly? Yeah, this is the same thing. Ron says almost the same thing. Even though Israel hasn't knocked off, the Chronim agreed to his das. The Mevarchos, that they can make about Kimish and all the Schar, because they can take out Schar, the Kimish and all the Rebuta ben Chanir, Gadol Mitzuvah, Mishen and Tzuvosa. And the Kimish Gadol, Mashav, Mishen, Mitzuvah, Schar, who know that? It's just saying that Mitzuvah says more Schar, but apparently the Eina Mitzuvah also has some Schar. The Kimish and Bechal Mitzvah saying, since they're included in Mitzvahs, Mevarchos, you could say Bracha. Vechite, Mayach Mevarchos, Vitzivanu, Varilun, Itztavu, they weren't commanded. The kivon de anoshim nitzdavu, since men are the inu nami shaychi be mitzvah, and they're also shaych in the mitzvah. Shari not losal asar because they asar shop your matzino lemei vitzivanu. So therefore they could still say vitzivanu. It's funny. It sounds like almost two questions. It sounds like first this question, should they make a bracha? So first thing he says, yeah, they should make a bracha because you see that they could do it and they get tzchar. And then he says, what about vitzivanu? How could they say vitzivanu? So he says no, because men could do it, men are Tzivanu, and they could do it, and they get Tzchar. You know, it's like he brings that up twice. It's not repetitive, because he's talking about two different issues. One of them, is it appropriate to make a bracha? Just stam, is that the right thing to do? Then there's a question, but in a bracha you can't be lying, so how do you say Tzivanu? So then he's bringing back again the Tzchar thing and the whole thing to show how in the context of allowing them to say Tzivanu, you could do it. But what's this concept? You know, it still sounds very... like a big whole big formula, you know? I mean, what's the punchline? How does it work? And what's the argument against it? But he says, because men are mitzvah, and they also get schar, and they could do it. So what does that mean? But they're not mitzvah. I mean, how does that get around? Seems like, ultimately, what's the argument against this? But bottom line is, they're not mitzvah. I mean, you can do all this fancy footwork, but bottom line is, they're not mitzvah. So who cares? They say they're also, the men are mitzvah, and they're close, they're almost mitzvah. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, if they are, they aren't. How does it allow them to save it Tzivanu? I mean, what's the bottom line? Actually, let me just throw out another point. Another dimension of the question is, what's he bringing schar for? I mean, schar is nice when you're talking about Gadol Mitzvosa and all that stuff, you know? Because that's the philosophical thing, is schar. But, I mean, what is the fact that she gets schar? I mean, therefore she can make the bracha. Since she gets schar, she can make the bracha. So what does schar have to do with it? So you said, schar is a different question. Schar is a question of perfection, a question of schar v'onesh. That's God and God's cheshmer. But where do you see him making brachas on schar? I mean, what does that have to do with it? You know what I mean? Like, how's that part of the halachic argument of why she's allowed to make a bracha? Bracha is a halachic technical thing. Because David Tzivanu, is it an appropriate thing to do? Schar is a philosophical thing, you know? Okay, so here's what I was thinking. That... what's the deal with when you say bracha? So bracha, bracha mitzvah. Let's say bracha mitzvah. You say bracha l'ashem kiyom ha'olam. Asher k'deshanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. Alon l'tiyosalov. Okay? Let's say Alon l'tiyosalov. So that he commanded, he was mekadesh us. Right? He gave us kedusha with his mitzvos. Right? And he commanded us on Netilas Lulav, to take Lulav, right? That he was Mekadesh us with his mitzvos and commanded us on Mitzvah Lulav. Okay? So there are two parts there. You see that? You see there are two parts in that thing? Okay? One part is that he commanded, that he was Mekadesh us. He gave us Kedusha through his mitzvos. And the other thing is, and commanded us on Mitzvah Lulav. Right? Those are So to speak, those are two different things. One of them is a general statement that God was mekadesh us through the system of mitzvahs, right? That we are an am kadosh because we're separate from our taivas because we have mitzvahs and we guide our lives based on chachma, and therefore we have a kedusha of mitzvahs. And then mitzivon altios lulav. He was saying Shabbat that he commanded us in specific, not just the general idea that he is a mekadesh on the mitzvahs, but he gave us mitzvahs lulav. He gave us antios lulav. This is particular institution antios lulav, right? Okay. Now the question is, what is the essence of berachas mitzvah? Which of those two things is really the essence of berachas mitzvah? What is the berachas mitzvah really a shevach for? Is berachas mitzvah a shevach for mitzvahs lulav? Right? Is it a shevach for lulav? And you're saying Asher Kedoshos Zivanu because what is mitzvah lulav? To what sort of class does mitzvah lulav belong? Mitzvah. It's not just an optional thing, it's a mitzvah. So it says Asher Kedoshos mitzvah, so that's like, so to speak, the intro. But really you're giving shevach on this institution of lulav. I'm about to take a lulav and I'm giving shevach Lashem for giving us lulav. But what is it? It's mitzvah. You say Asher Kedoshos mitzvah, V'tzivanu al mitzvahs lulav. She's saying, you commanded us, who's mekadesh us through with mitzvahs, and commanded us on lulav. So it's really a shevach essentially on lulav. I mean, but the Asher Kedoshos Zivanu is defining what lulav is. It's mitzvah. So you're showing mitzvah. What's mitzvah? Mitzvah is a vehicle of kedusha. Okay, that's one way. Or do you say no? Really, essentially, mitzvah is shevach on the fact that God is kedushanu mitzvahsav. That God gave us kedusha through His mitzvahs, but how so? In the particular way in which that's bringing you this to mind is through lulav, because that's how you think of it. Now, really, according to this second way, every bracha, the bracha mitzvah, is really the same shevach. The shevach is that God is mekadesh us through mitzvahs. It's just that you have different triggers, different things that bring to your mind the fact that God is mekadesh us through mitzvahs, and you mention the particular thing which brings it to mind. V'tzivan olam tios lulav, v'tzivan olam tios matzah, v'tzivan, whatever it is. But essentially, it's always a shevach on the fact that God was mekadesh us with the mitzvahs. Mekadesh us with the mitzvahs. Okay? You're with me, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's two ways. Again, so is the bracha, the essence of the mitzvah, the fact that I'm giving shevach on the tios lulav, on the institution of lulav, and then I'm just defining that as mitzvah? Or do you say, no, the essence of the Shevach is Shevach on the fact that God has mekadesh us through mitzvahs. Right? Because through mitzvahs, and you're mentioning the particular, which is bringing that to mind. But essentially, it says kiddush of the mitzvahs. Okay? You with me? Okay. Now, when you say that there's kiddusha through mitzvahs, so what's kiddusha through mitzvahs? There's kiddusha through, let's say mitzvahs were optional. Would that be kiddusha? Would that be kiddusha through mitzvahs? Because then they're just nice ideas and all that. But Kedusha comes through the fact that we're as a system which we're obliged to keep, and all of our actions are for, must be subordinated to that system of Chachman, of ideas. So that's the Kedusha. The Kedusha is through mitzvahs. Okay. So now the thing is like this, is that if you're saying that the Shevach is really, you're giving Shevach, that God was Mekadesh us through mitzvahs, right? Essentially you're saying that you're giving Shevach that Hashem was, because Mekadesh Kal Yisrael through mitzvahs. So then, would it be appropriate to give that Shevach if you are doing something on an optional basis? You're doing something as an Eina Mitzvah. Could you give Shevach for the fact that God was Mekadesh us through mitzvahs if you're doing it not as mitzvah, so to speak, not as a mandatory thing, but just as, because you decide it's a good idea. You decide it's a good idea. So, I'm saying no. In other words, if you say that the essential shevach of every bracha mitzvah is that you're giving shevach Hashem for giving us kedusha through tzivuyim, through a tzivoy, so then if you're not mitzuvah, if you're not doing an action which has anything at all to do with tzivoy, then you're not doing an action which reflects the kedusha. Because the kedusha is through the fact that you're obligated to do certain things. So if you're doing an optional action, that has nothing to do with kedushanu b'mitzvosav. Kedushanu b'mitzvosav means because God set up a mandatory system of obligations upon man. So if and that's that creates kedusha. But if you're doing something which is just an obligatory, you're just deciding to do it on your own, it's optional, and you're doing optional performance because you think it's a good perfection, because it's true, because God gave it, that's how you know it's a good perfection. But essentially, you're just deciding to do it on your own. You can't give shevach that God set up was a kedusha shanu b'mitzvosav, because this performance that you're doing does nothing to do with kedusha shanu b'mitzvosav. That's You're not at all involved in the thing of the Shana Mitzvosav. The Shana Mitzvosav is only through Tzivoy, through things which are obligations, through Chiyuvim. Okay? But, I'll come back to it. But if you say that really, no, the essence of a Birchas Mitzvah is, I'm giving Shevach on Lulav, on the institution called Lulav. And what is Lulav? Lulav is a mitzvah. So I say Shekh Shalom Mitzvosav, because Lulav is, that's what it is. It is a mitzvah. But essentially, give Shevach on the institution of Lulav. Now, if a woman takes Lulav, the question is, could she give Shevach on that institution? Right. So the only question is she doing Lulav? Right? Maybe you'll argue that when a man does it, it's a Lulav. It's called Mitzvah Lulav. When a woman does it, you could argue it's a branch. It's her own thing. She's assigned to her own thing, and maybe it makes her think about nice philosophical ideas. But it has no value halachically as an action until it's lulav. But it's saying that's not true because you see no loschar. There's no loschar. It means that she's in the ballpark of the thing. It's a mitzvah, and you see that's why Nashim Sam Chos Roshas. If it were just totally a philosophical activity, woman wouldn't be able to do smicha, because smicha you'd be mishtamesh with Baal of Kodshim. You can't just decide your own philosophical thing that you want to use a carbon. So it must be, you see, that a woman is really involved in a maisa mitzvah. It's eino mitzuvah, but she's still doing netilas lulav. You see, she's getting the schar mitzvah. It's just at a lower level. So you see, she's really doing netilas lulav. So why can't she give shevach for netilas lulav? God gave netilas lulav. Now it's true that what God gave it was to man as a mitzvah, and she's not doing it as a mitzvah. But if the essential shevach of a birchas mitzvah is that you're giving shevach on the institution, so she's giving shevach on the institution netilas lulav. Now you'll say, but she says vitzivanu. So the answer is, Vitzivanu is just defining what Lulav is. Lulav is a Tzivoy. Why is it a Tzivoy? Because it was Nesavah to man. It was Nesavah to other people. So, Kasher Kinshonzot Vitzivanu is true. Because that's mitzvah, Lulav, and Tils Lulav is a mitzvah, which was commanded to man. And it gets its status of mitzvah because of the men who were commanded in doing it. So therefore, it's appropriate to say it's a mitzvah. And she's participating in that mitzvah on a lower level, so therefore it's appropriate for her to say Lula. But if you were to say back on the other side that really the essential shevach is that God was mekadesh us through commandments, tzivuyim, mandatory commandments, so now it's very nice she's doing lulav. It's very nice, so she could say God gave us lulav, but she's not. There's no shaychus to the institution of God creating kedusha through mitzvahs, because it's not. She's just doing her optional. She's just making up her own. She's making up her own thing. She's doing. She could do it. But she's involved in action of perfection on her own. That's not kedushanu mitzvosav. So the essential shevach of birchas mitzvah is kedushanu mitzvosav. So then you could only say that shevach if you're doing an action which involves that the kedusha, and that kedusha comes through tzivoy. That kedusha doesn't come through. Through optional performances. You know what I mean? So you can't do it. So she can't do it. So it boils down to is essentially a birchas mitzvah. Is it shevach on the particular action of lulav? That you're giving shevach that God gave us this thing called lulav, which happens to be mitzvah. So she says in Shalom Sosa Vizivanu because that's identifying what lulav is. But it doesn't mean she has to be mitzvah as long as she's doing lulav. Or do you say, no, the essential shevach and bracha, birchas mitzvah, is shevach for the institution of tzivoy, the fact that God is mitzaveh us. So then, if you're not mitzaveh, you simply can't give a shevach. If you're doing a thing which has nothing to do with tzivoy, you can't give shevach for the thing called the fact that God is mitzaveh. You're not involved in tzivoy. You have nothing to do with it. So it's true, he's mitzaveh man, but what does it have to do with you? You're not involved in tzivoy. You know what I mean? But if his shevach is on lulav, then you are doing lulav. The tzivoy is just the way you're identifying what lulav is. So that doesn't mean you have to personally be mitzvah. You say for other people they're mitzvah, and that's why lulav is a mitzvah. And it's true, it is a mitzvah. But if that's the shevach, you can't say you mean for other people. Shevach, you're not shaykh to that shevach. And you see, that's why he brings in Nashon Samachos v'Shas. Because if it were the case that Nashon Samachos they can't do smicha, it would mean that what they're doing is totally an empty action. It's not a halachic action. It would just be like a philosophical action. So a philosophical action, then she's not even involved in mitzvah lulav. She's just doing a perfection. She's making up. She's doing a philosophical activity. But that you can't. Then she wouldn't be able to do it either because it's not lulav. Lulav is a halachic thing. But since you see that Nashon Samachos apparently has a halachic value. So it has a kiyam, and there's a scar for that kiyam. So it's apparently it's in the system. It's in the system. Oh, so she could give shevach on doing that thing. You know what I mean? Sheds light on bracha. I mean, I don't know what the resolution is, machlokas. But I mean, they're both good ideas. I mean, they're both, there are two aspects. It brings out two aspects of bracha. You know, I don't think they both deny the other aspects. Because what's the essential, what's the idea on bracha? Essential idea on bracha. But in fact, when you're making bracha, they're definitely saying shevach there. Is you are mentioning this institution, and you're mentioning the institution of Tivoy at large. Yeah. So that according to the way of they say it's on Vitzivanu, he's saying is basically every the Shabbat is essentially on Vitzivanu. He's saying every mitzvah is essentially the same. Shekhar Shabbat is also right, and it just differs in the particulars of how what's the trick, you know, Vitzivanu all this, Vitzivanu all that. But essentially, the Shabbat is the same Shabbat. But according to the way that you say that it's on the lulav, then really they're all different. Everyone's a different shevach. This is shevach on lulav. This is shevach on matzah. This is shevach. You know, it turns out that way. But yeah, okay. It's an interesting question. So what we can do next time is the next the bottom of the page. Further in Kibud Avayim. Tani Avimi Breder of Avavua. Lamed Aleph and Aleph. It's Yesh Meichel Aviv Pesuni. That and Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos Torah Menolam is the Kotzi Yerushalmi. So get into that. Okay?